Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we're going to talk about that BOI report. If you own an LLC, a corporation, partnerships, and you recorded it with the Secretary of State or whatever the name is compared to Secretary of State in your state in the United States, then you better pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. There's a little bit of misinformation, but we're going to go over this because you have to file a report. If you have a situation where you have your LLC before 2024, before January 1st, then your filing is extended for a whole year. We'll get into it. What happens when you file in 2024 and create an LLC? Things change dramatically. And the penalties? You don't want to miss these filings because most LLCs will not be able to maintain a $500 per day fine, fee, and years in jail could potentially be on the line. No longer is it a playtime for LLCs, S-Corps, corporations. You have to put in your information to FinCEN. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Stop struggling now. Gear check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody for being here. Please share the videos because you never know who you're going to be able to help. There's people out here that do not know what's about to happen. You're going on along with your happy life and saying, I have an LLC. I have a limited partnership. I have a corporation and do not know about this BOI. It's not like they just sent out a public service announcement. So therefore, a lot of people will be caught short, but people will soon find out. Because more and more people will start talking about it. So once again, we're going to get directly into it. I want to say congratulations to us here in the SSN Nation for we finally got to 15,000 subscribers. And I want to thank everybody so much. Now, the reason why I am not at the FinCEN website is because you have to go study. I'm going to talk about this, but down below in the description box, I'm going to have a link here to Active Filings, which is not FinCEN. I just use this Active Filings because they explain it concisely. For example, I'll go over here to the FinCEN website, and now you have the Frequently Asked Questions section. Look how long this is. You can take your time, and I suggest you go check this out because you need to read for yourself. Don't let anybody tell you what you need to do. Even after I tell you what to do, you still need to go as a business owner or a partner. Or a minority owner to make sure that people handle this business. This is serious now. No more money laundering is what they're trying to eliminate, and I think they're doing a hell of a great job. Now, what is beneficial ownership information? That's BOI report. You will start hearing about this. Why? Because a beneficial ownership information report is a document that must be filed with the Federal Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, otherwise known as FinCEN, starting January 1, 2024. All right? And notice the word mandated as part of the Corporate Transparency Act. BOI reports provide FinCEN with basic information about your business and those with the most influence over business operations and income, known as beneficial owners. So once again, you are about to find out you will not be able to do the money laundering schemes. You will not be able to hide behind a trust. You're not going to be able to hide behind any of that. They need individuals' names, addresses, copy of photo IDs with passports in jurisdictions where they are, Foreign companies, yeah, we're going to get into it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm kind of excited about it. I like to see this, quite frankly. Here it is. Do I need to file a BOI report? Here you go. It's plain and simple. Again, I'll have a link down below. Everybody on podcast, you can look in below also. Make sure you follow, subscribe, like, and also you can find this information. LLCs, C Corps, S Corps, professional corporations, limited liability partnerships, any other entity formed under the laws of a state or tribal government. So, being on tribal Indian land, no longer can you hide. You have to file with FinCEN. Some of you would say, I'm not worried about any of this. What's the big deal if I don't file? Because a lot of people don't file reports and they get away with it. Until now, this report you can't get away from. Any other entity formed outside the United States, notice this carefully, a lot of you who have foreign corporations, but that is registered to conduct business in the US, known as a foreign corporation, you have to file. Can't get around it. Informal business structures, this is very important. A lot of people are going, well, no worries for me, I got DBAs. Oh, hold on now. I'm a sole proprietor. Hold on now. Informal business structures that aren't informed by filing with the state, sole proprietorships, and in most states, general partnerships are not required to file. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? But again, a sole proprietorship does not give you protections in case of the most litigious country in the world, the United States, legally. So this is why people form all the above. So if you want to take the risk, do sole proprietorships, try to do DBAs and all that, that's you. But all I'm saying is, in the litigious United States, I suggest you have a corporation. At least you have limited liabilities. What are the BOA filing exemptions? Yes, there's always going to be exemptions, but here they are. Most nonprofit corporations, that's why you have to look it up, even if you're a nonprofit. Large operating companies with 20 plus full-time employees and over 5 million in gross receipts or sales for the previous year. Well, there you go. Inactive entities that have not engaged in business and have not sent or received over 1,000 to any other entity in the past 12 months. Public utilities, government authorities, banks, credit unions, insurance companies, accounting firms, investment companies, brokers, or dealers. They get exemptions. How do I file my BOI report? Well, BOI reports must be filed online using the FinCEN database. It's not out yet. The Beneficial Ownership Secure System, BOSS, beginning on January 1. So there you have your first clue. When can you file? After January 1. I'm assuming, isn't January 1st normally a federal holiday? But hey, if it's up January 1, January 2, no big deal. Here are the deadlines. This is the most important part. Within 30 days of formation, for everybody that creates an LLC or what we talked about up here, C corporations, S corporations, professional, limited liability, partnerships, and anything else under the laws of a state, those, if you create it in 2024, you have, this says, within 30 days of formation. Now, it's interesting that they say that. And quite frankly, I would probably do this, put this at the top of the list. Once you form your LLC or corporations, you should do the BOI report. Why? Because on the FinCEN website, it says you have up to 90 days in 2024. And you have 30 days in 2025, just so you understand. So even though they say within 30 days of formations, companies created on or after January 1st, 2024, I will go into the beneficial ownership page. You can look for it yourself. I'm referring to this over here. I'll have a link down below. I don't know exactly where it is. If you missed a live stream, then you guys would have already known about it. If you were on the live stream, you would have known about it. If you missed a live stream, you don't know about it. Because on the FinCEN website, they say 90 days. So there's a discrepancy. So what does that mean? That means these guys who are not FinCEN, are saying 30 days, which a lot of people have been reporting, that you have to do it within 30 days if you start or create your business in January 1st, 2024 and after. But when 2025 comes, you have 30 days. In 2024, let me set this up because there may be some confusion. If you already have an LLC, which they haven't mentioned here, you do not, you have up to December 31st, 2024 to file. You have a whole year. As long as you have an LLC, a corporation, S Corp, whatever, right now in 2023, you don't have a pressing issue. You can wait for a whole year. When January 1st comes and you form your corporation, you have up to 90 days in 2024 to file a BOI report. In 2025, you then, they changed it to where in 2025, everybody should know about it, 30 days in 2025, just to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Just wanted to clear that up. Now, that's why they have January 1st, 2025 here, companies created before January 1, 2024. That's why it's kind of deceiving. So I just want to let you know, a lot of people are reporting that you have 30 days in 2024 when that is not the case based on the FinCEN frequently asked questions and information they have there. What's a reporting company? Your business is the reporting company, as you can see here, ladies and gentlemen. You'll need to list the following information about your reporting company: legal business name, any DBAs. Here we go. Remember, there's people out here running around with LLCs and then they have doing business as. You have to report a BOI for each one, the LLC and the DBA. And if you have multiple LLCs, it's multiple BOI reports. You have multiple DBAs, multiple DBA reports. But there is a way to get a FinCEN number for your businesses to buy, well, not bypass, but to expedite. Otherwise, you got to do them singly. Principal business address in the U.S. must be a street address. There you go. Jurisdiction of formation, federal taxpayer ID number, SSN, EIN, or TIN. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Who's a beneficial owner? This is very important. A beneficial owner is anyone who owns 25% or more of your company, but that's not all. Here's the other thing. Or, so these silent partner things, or who exercises substantial control over business decisions, such as an LLC member manager or a corporate officer. You see what this is? Corporate officer. That's right. You can come to this page, check out and see what they are saying, but I go by the big dogs. I go to FinCEN just to make sure that this corroborates what they're saying. But I just like this to expedite what we're doing today. For each beneficial owner, you'll need to provide full legal name, birth date, residential address, copy of ID like a passport or driver's license. If a beneficial owner is another business, for example, if your LLC is owned by another LLC, you'll need to give the information about the individual owners of that business. If a beneficial owner is a minor, you must list the information for that minor's legal guardian. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. Again, there's a lot of people out here doing shenanigans, doing this LLC owns LLCs. I got it in Wyoming, so therefore you don't know who owns it and all that crazy. All right. Well, each one of those, you have to put in this as long as you claim that you're the owner of the business. And you know what this leads to. If you claim you're not the owner of the business, but yet you're still out here making financial decisions, and then you get in legal jeopardy, they're going to go to the BOI report first thing and be like, wait a minute, you're not the authorized primary owner of the business. Where's the owner of the business at that signed this FinCEN? We have to go after them. And now you're claiming that you were making decisions. Now you're going to be in legal hot water as well. You could find out real quick, they have closed the gap, a huge gap for fraud. All right, now notice also who's a company applicant A company applicant is any individual responsible for filing formation documents. Look at that. Did you just see that? Any individual responsible for filing formation documents? Don't worry, there's going to be an exemption if you're like a lawyer or an agency or something. But that, again, you need to pay attention to this. This includes the person who actually filed the documents. You guys paying attention? And anyone who directed them to be filed. My. Like beneficial owners. Company applicants must provide full legal name, birth date, residential address, copy of ID, passport, driver's license. Companies formed prior to 2024 don't need to disclose company applicant information. How about that? See? You paying attention? All right? So, again, here's that what's a FinCEN identifier. I won't get into it, but instead of listing all your company or individual information on your BOI report, you can get a FinCEN identifier, which is a number that identifies you or your company. So remember, that's what I was referring to earlier about a FinCEN identifier. Having a FinCEN identifier can be convenient if you have to list your information on multiple BOI reports, but you're in the system. So no more. Again, I like this. I love it. You know who's responsible for businesses. No hiding. I know several people who are hiding because they're doing these real estate deals that, you know, subject to, and then they don't know when things go A-wire, they're hidden because they don't have a person they can go after. It's just an entity. So I'm just saying, all right? Again, it bugs me when people do that kind of stuff. All right, you can apply for a FinCEN identifier online through FinCEN. Businesses will need to disclose the same information as a reporting company, and individuals need to share the same information as a beneficial owner or company applicant. So you don't get around it, but it makes it easier if you have multiple business. You know, there's some people around here that have 100, 200, 300 LLCs. And can you imagine doing a BOI report for each one? So you need to get a FinCEN number, ladies and gentlemen. Apply for it if that's you. All right. What are the penalties for filing notice? Steep penalties if you do not file or knowingly provide false information on your BOI report. Now, keep in mind, if you do false information, that's one thing. That's, you know, you're not going to put the correct info. If you make a mistake on the BOI report, you can go and update it. But if you blatantly, if they determine you blatantly filed false information, look here. The CTA states that violators could be fined up to $500 per day, up to $10,000, and face up to 2 years of jail time. Is that going to deter people? Well, I guarantee you some people will be trying to skirt around this, but I'm just saying, why put yourself in this situation? You better file your BOIs. Again, what if I need to update my report? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you need to update or fix any information on your report, you can do so online through FinCEN. There's no cost to update your report. There's also no cost to file the BOI report. But you must submit your update within 30 days of the date your information changed to avoid penalties. So again, you did something differently. You need to do a new update of a BOI within 30 days. So let's just say you sold your business or you got another person involved and they own more than 25% interest who previously didn't. That means that person has to be on the BOI. You have to do it within 30 days. This is part of owning an LLC or a corporation now. You can't avoid it. This is going forward mandatory. It's mandated. So once again, don't play around, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. So there you go. What's new for 2024? You know about it in advance. But all I'm going to tell you is use the links down below for the actual FinCEN site. Go to the FAQ. Go look around. Familiarize yourself with it. Because if you want to be a superstar, you're going to have to become a investor, a business owner. You need the extra revenues, extra streams of income coming in. Going forward, if you think inflation has been crazy, wait till you see crazy in a few years. And with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, ladies and gentlemen, but it's about to get a whole lot harder because people do not like to go through steps. First of all, filing, getting bank accounts, making sure you have your reports, going to the state, all these quarterly reports, and if you have employees, and if you have to send money to the IRS and things like that is already a daunting task. Now, if you're going to be in business, you're going to need somewhat of a team. You got to make sure you have a CPA or accountant on tap, because this is not getting easier. And somebody's going to have to file these BOI reports. If it's not going to be you, you better find somebody else that's going to do it. But who's going to put themselves on the line as well and say, I filed it for you? Well, a lawyer maybe, an accountant maybe, a CPA maybe. But the fact of the matter is, this is pretty serious when you start talking about jail time. You start talking about, hey, you made a change and you didn't tell me. And now we're all in hot water. I mean, you can see where this could possibly go. All right, you have owners who make changes, but the person that filed the report didn't know about it. Then for whatever reason, fence in, ask questions, they come looking around and they say, hey, how come this person isn't on this? Why didn't you guys redo it in 30 days? And then the one person's going, I didn't know they even had a business change. The other person's like, well, we just didn't file. And now you guys are all at answering questions with the federal government. And anytime it has DOJ underneath their names or possibility, you need to pay attention. And with all that said, make sure you stay safe out here and keep your head up. Keep moving. And I'm out.